Today's news starts in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou. China was the site of the annual G20 summit. G20 stands for Group of 20, powerful world leaders from 19 countries plus the European Union who met on Sunday and Monday. Their focus, international economic cooperation. There were a lot of subjects discussed here, both at the summit itself and on the sidelines. Weaker than expected economic growth around the world, the threat of terrorism, the challenges of immigration. It was U.S. President Barack Obama's last G20. He and Chinese President Xi Jinping promised to move forward on a previous agreement to reduce their nation's greenhouse gas emissions. But he and Russian President Vladimir Putin did not reach an agreement on how to end the violence in Syria, the U.S. leader saying that there were, quote, gaps of trust between the two governments. While world leaders agreed to keep working together to sync up their economic plans, this particular G20 meeting was reportedly inconclusive without any major agreements or breakthroughs.
The Great Fire of London, which took place in 1666, was an extraordinary event for London. It was a fire that destroyed the majority of the city. 80,000 people were made homeless and ended up living in refugee camps on the fringes of London for many years afterwards.